Solo stories. Let's get started, shall we? When we last left our hero, Roland Doyle just made contact with Irene Bennett. She's the federal agency agent. He's convinced her to help him find the reason that the Dragon Sect wants this prototype weapon that they were trying to get from her. So, we know the location where the Renningsen and Sons weapon was supposed to be delivered, and from there, it's probably going to go someplace. Going to want to deliver it someplace. So let's say the meeting is at the dockyards. We also haven't really identified what kind of weapon it is, have we? You know, it's probably some sort of Gatling gun. That's appropriate for this time period. So let's assume that. Let's just... It doesn't really matter too much. It's pretty much just the MacGuffin. But it gives us an idea of what kind of size and shape it is. So it's a Gatling gun. It's like a really big machine gun type thing. So that's about the size. Now, I did stop them from getting the gun, but that won't necessarily stop them from doing whatever they have planned. They could easily just find another one. So the best way to get them to move forward to find out what they're doing is for them to actually get the gun. So... if they think they've won, then they're more likely to slip up. Now, I do still have Irene with me. If she shows up and acts like she's handing over the gun, I could follow it and go from now. Could we put a fake gun in? We don't have a lot of time. They're probably eager for this. If we take the time to build up some mock-up, and they're going to examine it. They're going to give it a close examination. So probably not. We probably can't do a whole new one. So we'll just have to use the real one for now. But if Irene hands over the gun, I can watch it. I can see which ship it goes on. And then we can find out what that ship's destination is. Once we know that, once we know where they're heading, we can sneak aboard the ship before it leaves and steal it back. So by that time, they've examined it. And then if we steal it, they won't know it. Okay. Yeah, that seems reasonable. So that's what we're going to do. Okay, so our first action, Irene is going to deliver the weapon to the shipyards. I'll find a nice rooftop to watch from, and I'll see where to put the package. Then I can find out where the ship's scheduled to go, and that's that. So we get to the docks. I go climb up, find a nice rooftop vantage point. Probably have a small telescope to look through. Actually, hang on just a second. Okay, I just looked it up, and binoculars were invented in 1854. So, okay, I have a pair of binoculars. Okay, from here, I'm going to be able to watch Agent Bennett walk in. She's got the crate probably on some sort of cart or something. It's fairly big. She'll take the gun to where she's supposed to meet with the Dragon Sect contact. I wouldn't really be able to hear them. It's not much audio options at this time period, but the plan is for her to say that something along the lines of, despite the complications, she still wants to hold up to their end of the bargain and turn over the weapon. So, are there any problems? I'm imagining this going on. I can see it and kind of imagining the dialogue as they say it. And no. Everything's going fine. So she talks to him for a little while, hands over the package, and they wheel it off. That part has gone all right. Now I'm trying to figure out if they are going to, they're going to take it to the ship and if I can determine what that is. So that's basically, I'm trying to acquire information about where they're taking it through observations. So I'm definitely going to be adding reconnaissance, probably investigator, because this is kind of an intellectual process. Probably, I'm going to say it's medium difficulty, so I have to roll a 6. and I got it. Okay. So that part of the plan goes smoothly, and I see them wheel the crate over to a ship. Let's call the ship the Shanghai Sunrise. All right, so now I have to determine what the Shanghai Sunrise's destination is. You might want to say Shanghai Surprise. That's that Jackie Chan movie, isn't it? No, Shanghai Sunrise. So for that, I'm going to have to break into the Harbor Master's office and check the records. This is going to be tricky. It's the middle of the day, probably middle of their business day, so there's going to be people in the office. So I'd say this is a... I'm going to give it a very, very difficult task. That means I have to roll a 12 in order to sneak in and see the shipping records with a room full of people. That's okay. I'm going to try it. This is another acquiring action, but it's going to be a bit more stealthy than intellectual, so I'm going to go with the burglar roll this time. I'm kind of holding in my back pocket here that I might be able to show you what a plot point looks like, or a plot twist, if I don't get this right. So let's see how this goes. Oh, my golden die exploded. And... exploded again. That's a total of 18. I made it. Whew. Wow, that's a surprise. But okay, all right. So I slip into the office full of people, but they're busy. They're kind of focused on their own things. So I can kind of sidle over to, there's a shipping log. Maybe it's in a book that's kind of set out on the counter. And I can kind of flip through the pages to look up the Shanghai Surprise. And let's see where it's going. Going to North America. All right. And Washington, D.C. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so the Dragon Sect is going to use the American weapon against America. Ooh. Well, obviously, I'm going to hurry out of here and catch up with Agent Bennett. Because, you know, I got to tell her about this, of course. But obviously, we would have set up some sort of rendezvous point, so I'm going to rush over there, and I'll fill her in and tell her that they're taking the weapon to Washington. So it's a pretty good assumption if they're going there. If they're taking that weapon there, they're probably going to use it against the U.S. So obviously, she's going to be eager to help me stop that. So now we have to get aboard the Shanghai Sunrise and steal back that gun before it leaves port. So, first thing we have to do, it's probably going to be the good old-fashioned knock out a couple of guards and steal their uniforms. The old knock out a couple of guards and steal their uniforms trick. Okay, so Irene and I are both going to do this, but I'm just going to make a roll for myself, and I'll base her success on how well I do. Just to kind of keep it simple. If it's close, we can deal with that. If I do really well, we both succeed. If not, maybe I can use the story cipher. But let's just go see how I do for starts. Okay, and I'm using the same guard stats from the safe house. Oh no, that's a failure. Okay, yeah, it's not even close. Well, they would obviously, as soon as they realize what we're doing, they're going to start yelling, which is going to raise an alarm. And that is the end of our stealth approach, obviously. More guards are going to come charging in right away. Okay, but right now these guards are right here. They're on us. So they are probably going to attack. That's what guards do. They're going to try and keep us from escaping until their backup can get there. And that is going to instigate a fighting action. This time, I'm going to take my fainter roll. Since all of my wounds are healed, I'm back up to full strength. That's my strongest thing. So I'm going to use that with my hand-to-hand skill. Ooh, yeah, okay. So this time, I succeed pretty spectacularly. Yeah, I take out my guy. So I'm going to say Irene takes out her guard as well. Okay, however, there are still guards coming at us, so... We have to get out of there. This is a chase action. We're way outnumbered. I'm going to just grab Irene's hand and we're going to start running. Or she might grab my hand and start running. You know, the fog of war. It's so hard to tell who's grabbing whose hand. But anyway, we're just going to go as fast as possible. I'm going to take on the racer role. And we don't have any vehicles, so there's no skill applies here. And this is against the guard's muscles. And I succeed. Okay, so we dash through. There's piles of crates here. We want to break their line of sight. So we're ducking and weaving back and forth through this kind of warehouse full of stuff. And eventually we're able to race away from the docks and get away from the angry group of sailors. So, okay. The Shanghai Surprise, they're obviously going to know that the pressure is on now. They have their cargo, so they're just going to take off. There's no reason that they would stick around. So that means we've lost our opportunity to steal it back. We can't. They have the weapon. They got away. Fortunately, however, we do know where it's going. And I have the St. Agatha. So we have our own transportation if we need it. We can just go there, try to intercept them and try and intercept them there. But they do have a head start, which means we didn't win this round. I probably could have used a plot twist and kind of forced it, but you know what? This is the second act. This is where things are supposed to be complicated. So that's okay. I'm just gonna take the failure. I think it's gonna make for a good story in the long run. So that's ultimately what we're looking for, right? So that's a positive. Let's wrap up Act Two here. Didn't go like I hoped. I can't lie. But that's the excitement of seeing how dice roll. That's what this is all about. It's the difference between me just sitting down and writing what happens and just finding out as it goes along. Looking back, it looks like I only succeeded at 5 different rolls. So I get 5 plot points. I'm going to use some of those points to purchase another plot twist. So if this pops up again, I have a little bit bigger bank of plot twists to go into. So hopefully, hopefully things will ramp up even more next time. So it'll be nice having those on hand. So next time we'll pick up with Act 3. And just a reminder that if you're enjoying the way this is going, don't forget to head over to DriveThruRPG and pick up your own copy of Steam Spy's The Game of Role Playing. Thanks for stopping by, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
And that's it for this episode of Tabletop Radio Hour. Like always, you can find this episode on soundcloud.com/tabletopradiohour and on iTunes. You can find us on Twitter @tabletopcast if you have any questions or comments. You can join us over on facebook.com/tabletopradiohour for regular updates. We also have an email address that is tabletopradiohour@gmail.com. Our website, tabletopradiohour.wordpress.com. You can find information about our Patreon page on our website. I want to thank you all for listening, and keep rolling 20s.